So, Rory, before we look ahead to the Ulster opener this weekend against Glen, has things settled down, or are you guys still on the high from your fantastic championship one a couple of weeks ago?
We've well settled down now at this stage. Ashin back at training there last Thursday night. So, look, we had a good couple of days in each other's company, and that's what it's all about too, you know. There was a lot of, joy at the end of the final whistle. You know, and seven years has been a long time for the club, so look, delighted for everybody. But now it's back and focusing on a big job ahead with Glen, the Derry champions, on the horizon now.
Yeah, just on that county final, when you had time to sit back and watch the game again and look at the performance, how impressed were you by the display that your team put on that day, Rory?
We were good. I mean, you know, I think the goal in the first half was the big moment, and it opened up that sort of gap. We knew that Niamh Connell were going to come strong at us again in the second half, but I thought the lads showed great sort of maturity in the way that they managed the game and, you know, tagged on the points. So look, I thought they just showed great hunger, great desire and great determination throughout, you know, and I suppose the near misses in the previous couple of years stood to us, Oisín. And the boys were really determined at half time that they wouldn't let that sort of lead slip again, and thankfully we didn't.
Yeah, and I know in the lead up to it you were playing it very much down and about this young St Eunan's team and about how important it was that the young players were able to experience the occasion, but they weren't in any way in awe of the occasion, Rory, whatsoever.
No, I think, look, the boys knew they were close to Niamh Connell the last couple of years, and I think they took confidence from that, and we took an awful lot of learnings as well over those couple of defeats, as we did during the year too, and then even in the group stages, the first game out against Kilcare, you know, I had a lead, a big healthy lead at half-time, and we didn't get over the line, and yeah, I think we were quite hard on ourselves at times during the year, but we needed to be, and we needed to be honest of where we were at. And thankfully, we took a good bit of learnings from it and managed to progress and get stronger as each round went on, you know.
Yeah, but now, as you mentioned, you've got the next challenge of Glen. Ulster football is a different ball game altogether. So it is, Rory, and you're very much understanding of the challenge that lies ahead, because provincial senior football can be really, really tough, so it can.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be a great occasion, you know, with O'Donnell Park having county ground status, and the fact that it's a home tie for us, you know, it adds that extra dimension to it. And I'm sure all our supporters and all of the Glen supporters will come out in force now on Sunday for what should be a good contest. But no, look, From previous experiences in Ulster, I don't think St Eunan's teams, probably in my time, did ourselves justice in many of them. So, look, hopefully these boys are determined to put that right. But we know we're going to be again big underdogs going in against Glen. But listen, everybody in our group is just looking forward to it, you know, especially coming at home, Oisín.
Yeah, and what do you make of the opposition, Rory?
Yeah, look, I mean, Malachy side, they're going to be very well coached, very well drilled. They've had very little problems going through Derry in most of their games. They've racked up big scores, and they're averaging around 21 points a game. So we know they're going to be a formidable force. We know they've plenty of county experience sprinkled within their ranks, and yeah, it's going to be a massive, massive test for us, but, you know, one we're all looking forward to.
Yeah. Can you get up to the same levels as what you did in the second half against Niamh Connell, and is it going to take that or better again if you are to get over the line at the weekend, Rory?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're going to be a big, strong, physically powerful running team, and they're used to putting up big scores. So it's definitely going to take a big effort from all our lads. We understand that. We know that you know the performances and the Donegal Championship were a wee bit up and down, and we're going to have to produce some of our best football. But look, lads are preparing well for a reason, and that's to put themselves in the best position possible to produce a big performance now on Sunday.
Yeah. Do you have to change things much, given it's different opposition from another county, And you're trying to stay in provincial football?
Well, look, there's different things that we looked at during the week, all right. They seem to be quite strong and most departments on the field. Look, we'll go away and see what needs to be done now and put the final preparations on it this week. And hopefully now everybody within the group comes through with a full bill of health and see where at then on Sunday.
Yeah, you're okay at the moment then with injury-wise, are you right?
Yeah, look, well, most of the injuries are clearing up. Oisin, you know, Conor Parker, missed the county final with a leg problem, but he's going to train now this week, so hopefully we'll have him back on board too.
Okay, big day ahead again for St Union's. All the best with it, Rory. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Oisin.